He wants sex. That's it. Ew. How to save your marriage before it starts. Stay tuned. Dramatic. See what I gotta deal with?
He wants sex. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Can you blame the man?
All he wants is sex. Nothing else. Unfortunately, the wife wants
because
more.
Because you know one thing about sex? Mm-hmm. Sex makes the world revolve.
What happens?
It just go around again. We have kids and then we start all over again.
Well, he's going to have to deliver more than sex, obviously, to his wife.
Sadly, that's the truth, gentlemen. You need a little bit more to get what you want. After all, what you want is sex. But it's a little bit more you can do to have all the sex you want, you know. Not that you need, because all you really need in sex is the one that will create your kids.
Okay.
But we'll probably want more, right?
I hope so.
Alright, so let's get into this question real quick. What if your spouse is always uses an excuse of not now? Not now for weeks. When you're trying to have a conversation. Wait, what? When you're trying to have a conversation, it doesn't talk to you or even check on you to see how you're doing. See, when I saw the title, I thought it was, he doesn't want to have sex. But she's crazy. She's talking about he doesn't want to have conversations. So that title makes a better sense now. Mm-hmm. But has time to chat with others, and some might call him baby, like girls. Call a baby. When you never hear him call you that for a long time. And the only way he approaches you is by trying to intimate you.
And then he goes back to the mood fast.
Please explain this to me. Dang. Can you explain this?
I really can. I'm not a man. Like, what? See, this is the thing I'm talking about. For women, we don't want... You can't just come and be like, I want to poke. Like, really? Yeah.
But we never say, I want to poke.
Yeah, but it looks like this is what this guy is trying to do.
What we're always trying to do is...
He's not loving up on his wife, but he's trying to get some. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back to the mood, like, 360, mm-hmm. right after the sex.
Yeah.
That is not right.
Probably because of how you make him feel after the sex, too. Like, after the sex, you start nagging. You never call him. You never do anything. And then he goes back to the mood. Don't mind me. Let me try to explain it. Let me try to explain it shortly. We're running out of battery, so let me try to explain it shortly. The truth of the matter is that, yes, typically a man just have sex and they're happy, set food, right? The two F's, right? Mm-hmm. And they're happy, you know.
But so, he doesn't have conversation with her.
That's not an F. Conversation is not an F.
Well, right? Excuse me.
Sex is F in the other language, right? Right? Conversation doesn't start with F. Okay, I'm just kidding. But let's try to explain this a little bit, okay?
Okay.
We are built separately. Mm-hmm. We're wired a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. You know, women want sex too.
Of course.
They just don't want to feel belittled with the idea that you want sex.
Yeah, don't have sex with your wife like you're paying for it.
Women, before I didn't understand it too, women feel... Very quickly, they feel like objectified. Is that a word?
Yeah.
They feel like they're just a thing that you're using.
They can just poke anytime you want.
See, for men, you can use me as much as you want.
That's what you guys want.
Objectify me, please.
You have no problem with it.
We have no problem, but here's the deal, right? We both value marriage, right? We both value companionship.
Companionship.
You know, long-term, mm-hmm. you know, somebody you can feel safe with, somebody you can build a life with. We both value that part of it. But when we value sex and intimacy can be different from men to women and men to women. Basically, the main difference is not men to women, it's the masculine energy to feminine energy. Because some men are more feminine than masculine.
Right.
You know. So it's really the masculine, feminine thing. The masculine thing, just want to conquer. Mm. Conquer is, you go high, boom. You're done.
And that's it. Boom.
You just conquered.
Like, okay.
Right? Feminine energy wants all the serenities.
Yes.
Is that English word?
We want to, you know.
Right? Not only before sex. Even after sex.
Yes.
Right? So, in an ideal world, in a business environment, you say, what do you want? What do I want? Value for value, we take care of each other, we have an economy.
Exactly.
That blossoms. The problem in marriage is that people don't think of their marriage as that. You know? So, in an economy, in a regular business or economy type environment, you, when you want to market, you find out the language,
right?
And you that's listening. Mm-hmm. You find out the language that the market uses, that they use to express their most hurtful pain.
Mm.
And your job is to fill that need.
Exactly.
And then in exchange for money.
Yeah.
That's value for value. Win-win. That's called capitalism, right? So the question we need to be asking in marriage, I started a lesson already, FYI, okay, is what do you want? You want scenarios before and after?
Yes.
And that makes me have what I want?
Yes.
All right. We don't have to speak it in words. I just need to know it.
Now
you're knowing it, right?
Exactly.
Let me give you that. And then after, let me give you some more.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guarantees next time too, right? And I get what I want, which is to go high and come down.
Go happy.
Climb the mountain, conquer, and come back
right to
here and get knocked out. You know, even now, we were saying the other day, if I get knocked out right after now, you don't mind because
it doesn't bother me.
Because your emotional love tank
is full.
It's full. Right? The five love languages, right? So, and that's the problem. By the way, there are some women who just want to go high and come down too.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to learn what your spouse
needs,
wants,
yeah,
and learn it and learn their language. And when I say language, I mean that in all type of dimensions, not just what you speak. Mm-hmm. It's actually less about words,
right?
Okay, for some of them it's the words. It's only 1/5
right.
of the five different love languages. Word of what do you call it?
Affirmation.
Right? Is it yours? It's mine, right?
That's
it's my
yours.
Number one.
Mine
yeah.
is action.
Right. So for every time you speak words of goodness to me,
yeah,
I want to go upstairs.
You blossom.
Yeah,
you
wanna.
Oh,
I want to go to upstairs. Now she will think. Before she will probably think that I'm like this guy right here, just
boom,
one
boom,
sec.
Boom.
Right, but that's because she hasn't taken the time to learn me too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So one of the first thing I tell people to do is learn what your love language is for each other.
Because we tend to give what our love language is
yes.
to our significant other. Like
yes.
me, I'm act of service. Mm-hmm. So you do something for
like,
me.
Yeah.
I do that for you thinking, oh, it should like that. That's,
yeah.
you know, I'm doing stuff.
And I'm like, I can take care of myself.
Yeah, you.
All I need
I
is go upstairs.
That. Exactly.
I just want to go upstairs.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly. So.
Right. So when I now say go upstairs, you because you never really take the time to listen, you're thinking upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's not really the upstairs. When you say the wrong words to me, I shut off from the upstairs too. I leave you alone. I actually don't even offer the upstairs
right.
for a while. You notice that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want the rejection, because words have that much effect
on human beings.
Me.
Yeah.
On me specifically.
Especially because you like words of affirmation.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's your love.
So
language.
The key thing is to learn your market. Your market is your significant other, and see what they want and give them what they want, and you will get what you want.
That's right.
Even the Bible says, seek ye first.
The kingdom of God.
And everything else shall be added.
Yep.
A lot of people read that on the surface. They're thinking a biological, geographical location somewhere called kingdom of God. Sometimes kingdom of God is right here. You know?
You better preach it.
Pay attention. A little bit harder. I always tell people when they want to argue, I say, read your Bible a little closer. Read it a little closer. You know, maybe you're not reading it enough, you know. But the idea is maybe not that scripture, because I don't want you to worry about the scriptures too much.
Right.
The idea is, if you want something from God, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Everything will be added to it. That's in terms of God now.
Right.
Now, knowing that we are gods, right? What does she want? How do you know what she wants? You gotta listen, not talk. You gotta learn communication skills, which is 80% listening.
That's right.
And hear what she has to say. Process. Take the time to process it. And then give her what she wants. Right? Without being abused, okay? don't be abused, okay? But a lot of times, she's not asking that she needs to abuse you. She's not asking that. You're just not listening. Especially men, don't listen.
Right.
You know? But it goes both ways.
It does.
Listen. So, for example, if all he wants is sex, maybe it's time to, for you to pay attention to him wanting sex. What about you that say, I know what you want. We're going to go upstairs after this. But I want to talk.
You're right.
I want to talk. I want a conversation with you. There's some things on my mind. If you lead with just that and say, I know what you want. You just want smash, huh? That's all you want, huh? Women don't talk like that, obviously, but right? That's what you want. Lead with that and get what you want. And then like that, back and forth. And then you have a tango, right? Takes two to tango, but you're not engaging in what he wants. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to shut him down off of that. You want to force him to conversation. It goes both ways.
Right.
What I always tell when it comes to marriage is that find opportunities to give to your spouse. Lead with that opportunity to give to your spouse. You will get what you want. Okay? And it starts from listening. Okay?
Right.
He probably doesn't even really want sex. It's just his way to... Maybe you're nagging, because again, somebody that wants conversation usually is a nagger. Usually, not all the time. Okay, if just all you want is not, it sounds like you nag all the time and he doesn't, but he still wants in. He still wants to smash.
He still wants in.
So
definitely.
This is not
he's
a
still
person,
interested.
It's not a person that shut down already.
Believe
me, men will get to a point they will shut down. I actually got there. Stop asking. Okay, I just stop asking. If I ask a few times, you say no, I will just, you know. I was shut down. That doesn't help either, because you know. So I'm not saying you should never use whatever you want as a weapon. Use it as an opportunity to give.
Right.
What you want is what you want. Use that as an opportunity to ask, how can I help you? How may I help you? How? Mm-hmm. Not like that, obviously. You gotta be, you know, whatever language you use. Use that to say, let me find out how I can help this gentleman, this young lady. Who is my beautiful wife? Let me see how I can make her life feel a little bit better. And then whatever I want will follow. It's just automatic. It's just the way we work as human beings.
That's true.
But in marriage, people get to a place they're complacent and they shut off. They don't want to give. And they wonder what happened.
Because
what happened? You stop giving.
Just believe in give and take.
Yeah, they just believe in give and take. Mm-hmm. It is give and take. It's not. He's just trying to take. That's your problem. Take it as opposed to give.
I mean, you can't even take what is not being given to you. So,
hello.
You might just as well focus on your giving.
Focus on giving, really. Focus on giving. If you feel abused, it's time to ask. Because if somebody's still abusing their present, it's time to ask for counseling or something.
Yeah.
You know? But don't be abused. But focus on giving, though. If you focus on giving, see, people that complain is usually because they stop focusing on giving. That's usually the problem when you're complaining about your marriage. You stop focusing on giving. You stop focusing on gratitude as well. You know? So that's it. That's what we have for video right here, because we wanted to keep it short. Hopefully the camera is not dead. We haven't been talking to ourselves. If you're still listening to me, that means the camera is almost dead by now. But anyway... Shout out to you. Click like, click subscribe, click share, comment your questions below. Download the book, it's absolutely for free. GetMyMarriageBack.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And